Psalm chapter 22, verse 22, and the word was God. In this psalm, he said, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Now, I want you to hear that this sounds very simple, very trite, but it's not. I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Do you hear that? In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. All of this in the midst of the congregation. And so what I tell you this morning, I want you to be very careful of the golden calf of technology. I'm not telling you we shouldn't have technology. What I'm telling you is that the technology is here for my benefit. I am not here for its benefit. You remember they made the golden calves, these be thy gods, O Israel. And boy, the similarities are great today. And to a certain extent, that's what they've become. And phone records will declare that. Did you know that on a phone record, I was talking to Jeff a while ago, you can pull up your phone plan and it'll tell you exactly how you spent your time and what you've used with it. And today I'm just using these. I don't know if you have a smartphone. I assume everybody has a smartphone. We're having church on a smartphone. How much time and how many hours on that smartphone versus how much time and how many hours in God, in the Word of God, the Bible. You see, numbers don't lie. People do. You see our text, I would ask, how many hours here in this Word of God here? We meet less than an hour a week, and I do all the talking for maybe a half an hour, and then we're right back to this piece of plastic, this cell phone. So I'd ask, well, where is this praise? In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Where is this praise? Where is the declaring of his name in the congregation amongst the brethren? Where is it? Ever even hear an amen here? We don't even have anyone saying amen. Ah, but here in this little piece of plastic, our lives exist. When God opens the books and all is revealed, what are the records going to indicate? Our time, our mind, on what? Did you see it? I will declare thy name unto the brethren. At the end of it, you've heard me so many. Any other word? No. Any other word? No. Any other word? No. Where shall he be praised? In the midst of the congregation. Any other word? No. Any other word? No. If you turn to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8 and verse 6. And you remember he opened the Word of God. I say you remember. I hope you do. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads, and they worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Now this takes a spirit that I find missing in our midst. I've been praying about this. I've been praying about it for some time, and I get on my face. God, where's this spirit? How is it that you don't speak to our people? Well, where did it go and when did it leave us? And I wonder, could it have anything to do with this cell phone? With this little piece of plastic and how we spend our time? And make no mistake, there's a spirit here. There is a spirit here. There are spirits ever present, and they'll utilize whatever means necessary I just read of a, maybe you saw it on the news, they had what called a racial brawl down in Alabama on a wharf, a pier, with some boats, spirits. And there were actually some LGBT black women there performing a ritual where they threw petals upon the water for their dead and such as that. I thought it was funny. The news media declared emphatically that it wasn't witchcraft. And moments later, a racial brawl breaks out. There's spirits everywhere. You've heard me say many times, where'd all these spirits go that are in the Bible? The apostles and the Lord himself spent an inordinate amount of time casting out evil spirits. Well, they're still here. We've forgotten or else just ignored these spirits. I'd ask, what are the evidence of the Holy Spirit? You know, Paul writes to the Thessalonians, he said, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. You find that here? Do you find that in our midst? Where's the Holy Ghost in our midst? Where's the power? He said, when they heard the word of God, he said, they didn't receive it as the word of men. And that's a problem here. Now you get that. It's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you receive the word of God, when you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. He said, but in truth, what you hear is the word of God. And that word effectually worked in them. And that's how you can get back to our text. I'll praise thy name in the congregation, and I'll declare thy word to the brethren. And we've got none of this. How so? Because what you're hearing, even I'm speaking right now, what you're hearing is a man speaking truth. You say, well, that's good. Well, that's good if you're a politician. It's bad if you're a preacher. Because then there are no effectual works. There's no praise. No declarations among the brethren. Because you're just hearing an orator speak words of truth. You're not hearing God. And that's troubled me for a long time. Why aren't we hearing God? And much of that is caused by this spirit right here. This little piece of plastic. This smart phone. This Bible. This good King James Bible used to take the place of this smartphone. But now, compare the time spent that you spend in each. I don't think you'd like the comparison. I don't think you'd like it at all. And I don't believe God would be pleased with it. We've allowed the prince of the power of the air to steal our time. Is he not a robber and a thief? What do you think he's going to take from you? He's not interested in your gold and your silver. He's interested in your time. How much time of God has he stolen from you? Awake at night or idle in the day, I'd ask, what is it you reach for? This smartphone or the Word of God? Is this smartphone praying without ceasing? Well, then to whom? I have never, ever received the Spirit of God off this smartphone, even when reading Scripture on it. Not ever. Not one time. The word I'm speaking to you right now, I got it from this book, this printed book, the Word of God. That's where it came from. Believe me, there's a power here. in this book. There's a power greater in this book, this static looking book, than in this smartphone. But don't be deceived. They're both supernatural. Do you understand me? Your time is all that you really have for God. Your time. Numbers don't lie. People do. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. He said, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." I adjure you to redeem the time. Who can say the days aren't evil? Who could ever say that? Now, let me go on. And I want you to hear this. The Bible says, but after faith has come, in the book of Galatians, after faith has come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. I've had people, more than one person, tell me, "I'm going to get rid of my smartphone, I'm going to go back and get me a dumb phone, a flip phone." Well, that's just methadone. What you have to do is be smarter than the phone. He said, but after faith has come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. We don't need a schoolmaster. You shouldn't need a preacher telling you how long to stay on a smartphone, or to tell you not to take drugs, or to tell you not to be drunk with liquor. Has your faith not come? After faith has come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. Has your faith not come? There's no law involved here. It's just you and grace. Because if this is so, you're no more a servant, but what? A son. That's what he said. Is not he that's in you greater than he that's in the world? Have you not the faith? Have you not the whole armor of God? Can you not redeem the time? He just told us to redeem the time. Can you not do that? I should have no need to even preach these things. Where's our fellowship? Where's our faith? Where's our declaring among the brethren and praising in the congregation? Where's our word? We don't have it. And God showed me we don't have it because we spend our time in this thing instead of the Word of God. And you're never going to receive that Word off this thing, you see. You remember when they went to the garden to pray, Jesus told me, he said, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Bless God, I'll spend over an hour on this thing. Could you not watch with me 1 hour? We meet but hardly 1 hour a week." No such praise. No such declaration. You'll never receive word here. This little piece of plastic. Never. Not ever. I've got knowledge from such, but never a word. Word comes from God. And the Word was God.